Blog Talk Radio.
Mother Earth is dying, and we continue to
fuck her to death. Play with your own squishy. Become the master of your own bation. And yes, God is watching you. But no need to be embarrassed. For the future is in your hands. No, the future is in your hand. Play with your own squishy.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, Royal Rising, everybody. Royal Rising Information. This is another podcast of, well, this is another podcast on, excuse me. This is another podcast of Royal Rising Information on Enhancing Awareness Radio. There we go. All right, guys, I come in periodically, and look, I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing Royal Rising Information. So this is randomly why I come in and do AM. I'm going to have another AM show, my consistent show, which is Motivational Classroom. I'm going to have that at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central today on Enhancing Awareness Radio. So be sure to join me for that and every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Motivational Classroom on Saturday, Spiritual Soul Sunday on Sunday. So please be sure to join me again, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central for that. Now, Royal Rising Information, this page, Marvin Jones is a great, great, make sure you guys, I put his Instagram there, okay? So I'll put his Instagram in the show notes. So please be sure to go follow his Instagram and go listen to his content, you guys, like Cosmic. You'll see, but we've done other podcasts with featuring him, okay? Let me just say that, featuring him. I had to change that. But featuring him, there's a lot of, you know, of our divine brothers that I feature here and sisters that I feature here on the Hanson Awareness Radio. So go check out their content, guys. But this is... Hold on, let me go back and see. Corporate, what did he title this? Corporate Freedom, America's State.
What's up, everybody?
So,
I'm now live on both Facebook and Instagram, y'all.
I'll be back to close out and or discuss. All right, so his Cash App, MCJ Network. All right, so MCJ Network is his Cash App. If any of you guys want to help donate to him, If you need to contact me, use the link tree in the show notes. It takes him a while to kind of bring his following in and stuff like that, but this is going to be part one and two. So it's going to be a full 2-hour podcast, you guys. Please check out the archive.
Is that Jabari? Is that serious? Is that Thursday? Is that Crystal or Jason? Is that Carson? I know you got a topic already. Can you do one about these solar flares soon? It'll be a little while, but we're going to get around to the solar flares later. What's up, Jody? We're getting the mini, y'all. We'll get started. Is that Cecilia? What's up, Drew? Whipping Rexes. Hello, Chris. Hello, Tamika.
Shit. How about we go get started? Everybody else, Nikki? Really? So, today we go
step a little bit. We're going to get into the corporate matrix. How about that? This will be part one, or less. Part one. So let's get into it. First thing, I'm opening up with a quote. Now, I want y'all to remember this for these two lessons. Y'all come back to the beginning of the lesson to hear it. I understand. Good, DJ. The lifeblood of government is information. History is shaped by individuals who understand the information properly exploited and controlled in the future. Darth Bane, that's the evil. One more time. The lifeblood of government is information. History is shaped by individuals who understand the information properly exploited and controlled can defeat any odds. Darth Bane from his book, Dynasty of Umbra. So, let's get it. Let's get into Star Wars novel, by the way. So, let's get into this. We begin this particular lecture with the corporate history. We're going to start in the years between 1211 and 1215 AD, somewhere up in there. During this time period, King Philip II, who was the King of France at the time, hosted a secret gathering of many different bankers, merchants, and all other kinds of groups like the Order of Assassins and Knights Templars were invited to join this group that y'all know today as the Illuminati. This secret meeting is where they agreed upon a name and how they will plot to take over the world and produce an empire that has lasted for now 700 years. Let us begin. So, after this meeting, everybody left, and they began to do what they do. You see what I'm saying? What's up, Rashida? To do what they do. And so we begin. In 1302, they laid the final foundation for this empire. Pope Boniface VIII, created the Global Estate Trust. Pope Boniface is a Moor, by the way, if y'all didn't know. He's actually a Moor. And it is known as the Unam Sanctum, 1302, which is the world's largest express trust. Here we go. This sets the foundation for the Empire of GET, G-E-T, which is an acronym for Global Estate Trust. But overtly, it is known as the Empire of Cities, which is the corporate matrix we have been living in for the past 700 years. Mainly only 400 over here, 400-500 over here, but 700 for everybody else across the planet. See what I'm saying? So now, the Empire GET includes three jurisdictions. Jurisdictions is nothing but realms of operation. Later, they will include a fourth. The first jurisdiction is AF, which is municipal law, and it governs living and dead souls, spirits, angels, demons, ideals across the globe. It also includes the astral plane, and this realm is ruled by the Pope. All right? This realm is ruled by the Pope. The second realm is the realm of the sea, which y'all know is maritime law. This realm includes all vessels, sailors, merchants, pirates, and creatures of the sea. And is ruled by the British monarch / British Empire. It holds all resources of things, animals, plants, and minerals, and anything else that is in nature. And it's supposed to be ruled by the Spanish king / queen, but y'all know it hasn't been a true Spanish king or queen since they kicked the Moors out, or the true Moors out of Spain in 1492. You see what I'm saying? All the Moors that was there after they got kicked out was the ones that already jumped ship and turncoated. You know what I'm saying? It was down to Rue. Matter of fact, if you ever studied the book Moors in Spain, you know that Spain never truly recovered after they kicked the Moors out of Spain. It was never the same. It was a hellhole, actually. Y'all think the hood looked bad? Think about what Spain looked like after the Moors got kicked out. And they shut down all the pools and a lot of hygienic facilities. Those motherfucking white kings and queens shut that shit down. And when they shut it down, Spain basically became a hellhole. See what I'm saying? Basically became a hellhole from that point on. So there's been no true king or queen of Spain since the Moors were kicked out, right, in 1492. So land is the only jurisdiction that's not truly being governed in this particular group. So in place of the king and queen, yes, it took over the justice. Yes. That's why the Jews was all about their money and resources and dealing with matters of the land. If y'all ever paid attention, that's their specialty. That's what the Jesuit specialty is. They took over since the Spanish king and queen fell off. So that's who ruled the land jurisdiction right now. The fourth jurisdiction, of course, is space. And it's called universal law. And it deals with the stars, the planets, the nebulas, meteors, and all other heavenly bodies that exist in the multiverse. So ruled by the Pope as they treat space as an extension of air. You see what I'm saying? As an extension of air. The 13 universal laws / natural laws is the law of mentalism, vibration. So some of these I know y'all know, and some of these y'all probably never heard before. The ones I think y'all never heard before, I recite them. I let y'all know what they mean. Like the law of transmutation, or perpetual transmutation, which states that we are able to transform our conditions and states with our free will. Of course, the law of polarity, the law of cause and effect, gender, the law of correspondence, the law of rhythm, the law of attraction, which is actually the law of magnetism. That's its true name. Law of magnetism. The law of equivalent exchange. They told y'all this in Full Metal Alchemist, but it's actually a true law of the universe, which states that in order to gain something, you must give something up of equal value. You see what I'm saying? The law of action and reaction. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, like Newton told y'all. That's a true law. And finally, I got two more. The law of empathy. The law of empathy states that all beings are capable of producing a connection with another being. You see what I'm saying? All beings are capable of producing a connection with other beings. So, and finally, the law of compensation, which states that you are rewarded for your right actions as you walk your path. You are rewarded for your right actions as you walk your path. Hear me? So, let's continue. Now, the golden rules of society, or golden laws, is keep the peace, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and so long as it does not take away another's freedom, life, property, or do other such harm, do what you like and let others enjoy their free will too. Or, as other cultists would say, do what thou will as long as it's the whole of the law. Love is the law, love under will. All right. Now, let's continue here. Up under this jurisdiction, there's three capacities or intelligences. A capacity in law just means three different realms of intelligence. Those three different realms of intelligence is unincorporated, which is land-based governance, corporated, which is sea-based governance, and incorporated, which is ad-based governance, right? Right? So those are the three realms, or three capacities, as they call it in law. What constitution is the empire of get using? You see what I'm saying? Where are they getting it from? Where are they getting, how are they operating this global empire? They are operating under draconian law and are utilizing the draconian constitution. In the 600s BC, there was a being by the name of Draco, also known as Dracon, who was an aristocrat or archon in Athens, Greece. You see what I'm saying? Athens, ancient Greece, right? And so, yes, archons was actually what the aristocracy called themselves, or the elites called themselves, in Athens. You see what I'm saying? In Athens. And Draco, who they label as the first being to actually write down the actual laws of a particular political system, he created laws that were draconian in nature. Draconian just means severe. You see what I'm saying? It just means severe or stringent. What does draconian law state? Well, because they said that the Constitution was written in blood. And so nobody knows where it is. I think that's bullshit. They were a set of brutal blood laws that were written in blood that were so extremely harsh and severe that most people were put to death under his authority. And this was the worst time Athens ever experienced. It was actually from like 621 when he wrote the laws until like 579 or some shit like that. You know, 579. So everybody went mad up under his system and rebelled. Or they just didn't take it no more. Feel me? So Draco is a real person. He's a real bloodline. The Venus. Because he died on the island. They kicked him out. They ran him out of Athens, but he lived on the Asian island. I think that's the name of the island. I can't remember off the top of my head, but so he still lived and had children and everything. So his bloodline still exists. Like the Merovingians and Matrix Reloaded, they from his bloodline. You see what I'm saying? They from his bloodline. Exiles is what they call themselves in the Matrix. He was an exile. He was the first exile. Yes, he was. He was the first exile. And now y'all see how it's all clicking together now. So, let's see. So a couple of laws that I was able to find was any debtor whose status was lower than that of his creditor was forced into slavery. That was the biggest one. So that means a debtor is just anybody, any living citizen who's just doing work. A creditor is anybody who's loaning them money by housing or clothes or resources, right? That's basically what a creditor is. They just loan you money. But if you are lower than them in status, they have the right to enslave you. They probably may give you an opportunity to pay your loans back, but up under his system, he basically said the fact that they even got to borrow money from you, you should enslave them. So if you go get credit from them, you automatically become a slave. And they own you. And also, what he produced was a death penalty, was the punishment for even minor offenses, such as stealing cabbage. Yes. That's how severe and harsh this man's laws were at the time. But what's going to really blow y'all minds is draconian law is still enacted to this day under the guise of capital punishment. Capital punishment is draconian law. You got capital punishment, capital uppercase C, and capital punishment, lowercase C. Capital A C
death sentence. I'm gonna punch this Lord KC is life in prison. And y'all didn't know that. Y'all didn't know that. So it's gonna get deep, man. So you wanna know why? A motherfucker get killed or get the death penalty in prison? That's the draconian law system that they utilize. And these Masonic orders happen every now and again to appease their elites who operate upon this draconian law system by offering a sacrifice. And that's when y'all see people get these harsh-ass crimes for doing the simple shit. You know what I'm saying? Harsh-ass, you know, you still piece of bubble gum, get 14 years in prison. You feel me? I don't know, you just start cutting grass out the blue. Shit, maybe they cut grass in the middle, y'all know how this goes. Y'all know how this goes. So, yeah. Draconian law is still enacted to this day. The fact that they can arrest you and put you in handcuffs and drive you somewhere is them kidnapping. You feel me? We're going to get into all that. We're going to get into all that. But just know, the whole justice system operates under draconian law. They do not operate up under the laws that y'all see them produce in Congress. You feel me? They operate up under the draconian law. Alright, so let's get into this thing called politics. What does politics actually mean? Well, politics comes from two words. Poly, which means many, and tick, which actually means blood-sucking creatures in Latin. You feel me? So the word politics means many blood-sucking creatures, or a system ruled by many blood-sucking creatures. Now, the only humanoid blood-sucking creatures that I know of is vampires. Yeah. It's the only creatures that I know that's humanoid that are literal blood-sucking beings. Energy siphoning beings. They're not sucking your blood, they're sucking your energy. Or they're doing both. Or they're creating concoctions like adrenochrome from your blood. Either way. Still vampiric in nature. So, politics, as you know, is a legal system created for vampires. How do we know this? Well, legalese, as you know, that was created by the Moors doing wrong in Rome. The peculiar, this is the definition of legalism written in the Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition. It says, the peculiar is this thing, the peculiar or strange, that's what the word peculiar means, language of lawyers, especially the speech and writing of lawyers, at their communicative works. Characterized by antique jargon. Now, jargon means special words and expressions. Pomposity. Pomposity means egotistical. One of the words, or one of the means. Affected displays of precision, ponderous, which means critical thinking. Abstractions. Non-physical, concrete, meaning don't even exist. You know what I'm saying? It's an abstraction. It's non-physical and non-concrete. So it don't even exist. Only on paper. And hocus-pocus magic tricks. Hocus-pocus means magic tricks and deceptive writing. Incantation. Now, you know what an incantation is? It's a series of words said or written. It's a series of words said or written as a magic spell or charm or hex. Don't forget that. Let me say it again. Incantation is a series of words said or written as a magic spell or charm. Interesting, right? There you go. There you go, barfly. You up here? So, So now y'all know what legal reasons. They basically told you what I've been telling you. Legal reasons is a magical system. Hocus pocus. Magical system. Alright? We've been telling you this. Now they telling you this. In their own words. That's in their Black Law Dictionary. I didn't make that up. Fifth edition, if you don't know exactly which edition that was in. Alright? Upon the system of legalese, there has been over 80 million tax codes, statutes, and fictitious laws created. Tax codes, statutes, fictitious laws, et cetera, that has been created, and that's just in America. This is the current matrix we live in, because a matrix like they showed us in the movie is nothing but what? Codes and programs. A series of interconnected codes and programs. That's what the matrix was. That's why when you always look at the matrix, they look at it in what? Code. It was just programs in motion. Images in motion. You feel frequencies and vibrations in motion. That is all the matrix is. But they showed you this. They showed you this, right? So let's continue. Let's continue. Now, let y'all understand how it's all set up a little bit. Let's get into the good stuff. In 1868, they created a new corporate citizenship called Negro citizenship. Under Negro citizenship, the federal corporation labeled us as collateral debt slaves. And since then, we were now and since then, we were not, since we became collateral debt slaves, they are saying we are not competent enough to run a government. So they are governors for us. They would claim ownership of the labor and property assets of free slaves, and they would use our assets as collateral to back the federal corporation's debt. So in other words, this whole system that you're in now, they experimented on Negro citizenship is basically a prototype for the system we're living in now. You see what I'm saying? For the system that you're living in now. That's what Negro citizenship was. 1868, they created this new status, political status, known as Negro citizenship, right? And so they made us collateral debt slaves and literally used our labor and property assets as collateral to bag their federal corporation's debt. But you're about to find out it's some deep shit for the next two pages I read. They know that there are three kinds of empowerment. Sovereign power, which is naked power, or the power to self-govern yourself, self-sustain yourself. Dependent power, one who is dependent on another for support and sustainability. And delegated power, which is agreements between kings and other orders to get work, to have work done. So like contractual agreements today. They took us out of sovereign power with this legal citizenship and placed us in dependent power upon them. We became dependent on them according to political status, right? How did they pull this off? Later on down timeline, how would they pull this off? How they will pull it off later is diversity. And we'll get into the birth certificate in a minute. But first, let me tell you something. We need to understand something about this thing known as America. What does the word America actually mean? You see what I'm saying? So we go on. We got to understand where we at. This land known as America. We have never been told what America actually means. America actually comes from two words. The Latin Amer and the Arabic Rica, America. You see what I'm saying? Amer is Latin for is a Latin word that comes from amor, which means to love or to be loved, right? And Rika comes from an Arabic word. I mean, yeah, Rika is Arabic for eternal ruler. So America is the land of the beloved eternal ruler. That's literally what America itself actually means. Because they changed the words a little bit. America was spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-A originally. Then they changed it to R-I-C-A later. Because in their backstop dictionary, America is spelled with a K, not an A, not a C. You know what I'm saying? They had to tell you the truth. Feel me? So Rika is an Arabic word. And Amer is a Latin word. Now, who gave the name America to our land? Now, this is where it gets interesting. Look at the oral dialogue, then we find out the land was known as Mu, right? So they slapped the A on there, Mu or Mer, or Mer, or Mer, Rika, or Eureka. You feel me? Now, they changed the U to E, Amer to Amer. It's phonetically similar. It's the same word with the exact same meaning. Amor, Amer, A-M-E-R, and Amer, A-M-U-R, mean exactly the same thing. To love or to be beloved in Latin. They are the same word phonetically. You see what I'm saying? Amur, Amur, A-M-U-R, and Amor. See what I'm saying? Amor. So that blows your mind, right? So they are Moors, but we know Moors is not actually from our land. Amor. So, but over here, we didn't call ourselves Moors. We called ourselves Mers. So over here, like, well, we can't call it a Moor because this not our land. So they had to call it a Mer because that's what we was called, a Mer. And then the Arabic word, the only motherfuckers who spoke Arabic over here is Moors. You see what I'm saying? That's, I mean, maybe some other people, but mainly the Moors are the ones that did the Islamic thing. You see what I'm saying? We didn't really, you know, get too deep into Islam like that over here. So, man, that was their thing. So they spoke Arabic. And so Rika in Arabic means eternal. We do this. We do that. And you're going to find out that Amur, Amor, and Amur mean the same goddamn thing. It's going to blow your mind. It's all phonetically similar. To be beloved, the land of the beloved eternal ruler. And if you don't believe me, go and recite that to the land outside. Just go outside and say, America is the land of the eternal beloved ruler and see how the land itself reacts. Because when I said it to the land, that motherfucker began to vibrate. You feel me? So, America is supposed to be spelled A-M-U-R-I-K-A, Amurica, Amurica. That's how you spell. It's interesting enough, it connects with our South American counterpart because they call America what? Amaraca. Amaraca. And our Mesoamerican counterparts call their land Sioux. Just sheep. They And the old Mexican more is the sheep. Mexican is the derivative of the word Omex. So when they say Mexican, they actually talking about Mesoamerica. Omex, Omex, the same thing. Omex is the Arabic way of saying Omex. Which I know that. Omexim It's the Arabic way of Umex. It's the Arabic way of saying Omex. There's a different dialect. Same tongue, different dialect. See what I'm saying? Now y'all see where it's all coming from. You feel me? You see where it's all connected. So when they said the land of the Omex or Mesoamerica, notice they put that miso on there. They put that miso on there. Miso, Mexum, Omex. Omex, Amexum, miso. America. Same shit. It's just wordplay, y'all. It's just wordplay. That's all this is, a fucking wordplay. But America is the land of the beloved eternal ruler. That's what it's called today. Right? So that's what America actually means. Churchill Island, which is the animistic way of saying it in our spiritual system, or Moon, which is the oral tradition. But when the Moors came along, they added some letters to that motherfucker and names to it. And so Moon evolved into America, which evolved into America. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the dialogue. That's the dialogue. Your land originally is who? It's second to come. Joe one. And Mesoamerica was she, a Mexum, and then Mesoamerica. You know what I'm saying? The she people. So the land was known as she. Which, notice, these names sound like a woman. Wu is a woman. A goddess. It's a goddess. It's a cow goddess of nurture, actually. If y'all want to be precise, the cow goddess of nurture. It was Wu, Hel, Ru, and Nipsey are the same motherfucker. Moon is what we call the Mesoamerica had their deities. They got their deities. The Aztecs, between the Aztecs, the Mayans, everybody else, them niggas got deities for days down there. And don't even get me started on South America. Mama Quilla and all them, they got deities. The Incans and all them got deities for days. All right. So, yeah. Yeah. That's the team. So y'all ever want to know the name of y'all land? There you go. If you've never heard it before. Now, they give a description of the people of the land in the Black Slav Dictionary. And the description of these Americans, these Americans, is copper-tone indigenous beings. They were copper-tone aboriginals that was living here, which is us. They didn't say they were red. So, red Indians, y'all from Asia. No disrespect, but y'all from Asia. They didn't say them niggas was from Africa. They said them niggas was already here, and it was copper-tone, melanated beings. This is their books. We not making this up. Don't believe me. Go buy their books, and they'll tell you, or go holler some of your people, conscious friends and personnel, and they'll tell you what I'm telling you, what they say in their books, what their records is of us. Go to the archive center. Go to the Library of Congress. All that shit there. They're not allowed to destroy knowledge, if y'all didn't know that. That's against universal law. You see what I'm saying? That's against universal law to destroy knowledge. Now, they can destroy your property and all that, but they can't destroy knowledge. They have to keep a record of everything. So that's what's going on. So those copper-tone indigenous beings is you. And now they're digging up you. all in Georgia. Down here, that's why they don't talk about the Southeast. Everything in the Southeast, Mississippian culture, is cold-blooded. Cahokia, Moundville, Etonton, and various other locations in the Southeast. They know. They digging like a motherfucker in caves in different locations all across the Southeast. They digging us up. I'm talking about the real of, not the ancient Egyptians or Comanches, the real indigenous Americans to this land. That's what I was showing y'all in one of my lectures. I don't know which one it is. Don't ask. but yeah, that's where it is. So they digging it up now. And just like the old Mex had stone statue heads and the Incas got stone statue heads, our asses got stone statue heads too. They ain't gonna tell you that though, is they? They gonna try their best to hide that shit, but it ain't gonna be, they can't hide it because of the age of information. That's why we gonna go back to this quote. The lifeblood of government is information. History is shaped by individuals who understand that information properly exploited and controlled can defeat any army. God's bang. Remember that quote. That is the cornerstone, the foundation of this lecture. Let's continue. Now, about these constitutions, did y'all know that there are four different constitutions? Did y'all know that? Right? Four different constitutions. Now, you had the pre-Columbian world, which was five different empires, which was the Mississippian culture in the Southeast, the Iroquois Confederacy in the Northeast, the Ouachita Empire, like Central America. You had the Carinthian Italian Empire in the West, the West Coast. And then you had Atlantis or Atlantic Island in like the Northeast. And like the Lemuria, what they call Lemuria, that sunk in the ocean was actually still part of the Italian Carinthian Empire. You see what I'm saying? Really, truth be told. You know, the Carinthians were no motherfucking joke. The Carinthians, which were powerful royal queens in this bitch, some of the most royal queens on the planet. Might that they were the royal queens on the planet, to be precise. They empire expanded all the way to Eastern Asia. If y'all didn't know that. A lot of Asians always talking about the Carinthian people. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. We're all you don't want to get lost here. A lot of information. There are four constitutions that they set this government up with, the Moors and everybody. The first one is called the Articles of Confederation. You learned this in school. The Articles of Confederation were created because the original name for the American government was the Confederation of States. And y'all didn't know that. The Moors wrote the Articles of Confederation, which they copied and adopted from the Iroquois Confederacy. That's where the original Constitution come from. They did this on November 15th, 1777. And it was also, this Articles of Confederation is also known as the League of Friendship for the 13 sovereign independent states at the time. Now, this was sabotaged again. Let me read y'all this real quick. It was sabotaged again. You know you got sabotaged this year, right? Eventually. These Masons, these Masonic orders and everybody, these vampire blood I've got to come in and fuck some shit up. Of course. Check this out. Just a few years after the Revolutionary War, however, James Madison and George Washington, who were part of a Freemasonry group known as the Sons of Liberty, and they were agents for the British Empire. If y'all didn't know that. Were among those who feared that your country was on the brink of collapse, so they said. With the state retaining considerable power, the central government had insufficient power to regulate commerce. Let me read that again. Pay attention to the words. With the states retaining considerable power, the central government had insufficient power to regulate commerce. So they couldn't do what they wanted to do.
states had all the power back then. It could not tax and was generally impotent in setting commercial policy. He gained it. Nor could it effectively support a war effort, so they couldn't even go to war. Congress was attempting to function with a depleted treasury, and paper money was flooding into the country, creating extraordinary inflation. This was the doing of the British Empire. They was the one flooding in money. So the states were on the brink of economic disaster, and the central government had little power to settle wars between states. Disputes over territorial war, peace, taxation, and trade threatened to tear the country apart. In May of 1787, the Constitution Convention assembled in Philadelphia to revise the Articles of Confederation. They shuttered the windows of the State House in the Penny Hall and swore secrecy so they could speak freely. That's some exciting shit. Y'all know that, right? By mid-June, delegates had decided to completely redesign the government. After three hot summer months of highly charged debate, the new Constitution was signed, which remains in effect today. And this Constitution is the Constitution of 1787, which is the federal Constitution, or the Masonic Constitution, created by the Sons of Liberty, who were in this secret meeting. The in-house Freemasons, known as the Sons of Liberty, who were working for the British Empire, which is the continental U.S. Constitution. The Articles of Confederation is known as the Continental CS Constitution, which is Confederate States Constitution. Right? Now y'all starting to see how this works. So the Confederacy versus the Union. Pay attention to the lingo. The South wanted to keep the traditional English, but the North wanted to bring in global commercial power from the United Nations, the United Nations. That's what the objective was here. The Constitution of 1789, territorial constitution or corporate constitution / corporate law. Now, the territorial constitution, after they created the federal constitution, now they can do business with the rest of the world. So in 1789, they set up the territorial constitution or a corporate constitution and called it the United States. It's not as the long continental, which is just the political federal constitution, is now corporate. This is the corporate constitution, which is the United States. You see what I'm saying? Or USA. But in all caps, United States of America. You feel me? They incorporated. This is a corporate America. But it's a territorial constitution. Then they went further and started working with the Pope and created another constitution, the fourth constitution of 1790, which is a municipal constitution. And this incorporated constitution allowed the Pope to come in and seize assets and set up shop in 1790. Now, the Act of 1871, laid on down timeline, will make the 1790 Constitution the Constitution that reigns supreme. That's the one that will reign supreme for the next 100 or so years. So we've been up under the 1790 Constitution for the past, since 1871, a little over 200 years. You see, a little over 200 years, about 20 to 30, something like that. So now, this is the birth of the new American Matrix. So yeah, it is. Y'all want to know the truth on what you read? It is. Where can I find these sources? I'm going to cite them after the election. This is the birth of the new matrix. So yeah, this is what's going to blow your mind. When you as an individual person are born into this system, where are you? You are on the edge just those
right, so just get through it, guys.
So then
revelation, giving birth right to the source, right? The land, which is America, is the particular state, territory, which you are born in. Each state is its own country. Just like Nigeria is its own country. Zimbabwe is its own country. Ghana is its own country within the continent of Africa, right? Well, that's how it's supposed to be in America. But in America, they don't operate that way. Now, they let each state do its own thing. They don't let each state say it's its own country. They basically said that you are one piece of our country known as the United States. But the United States don't even exist. You see, it's an abstract concept. It's just a corporate concept. It don't exist off paper. Only the Confederate States exist. And the Confederate States states that each state is its own country. You feel me? Each state is its own country. So you are just soldier when you're born. And y'all can look up that Latin term. You can read it. So you just soldier. As of now, in this system, you are born as an American, which is the name of the land, state, the territory on the land that you're born in, and national, which is the person living in a city nation. A nation is basically an agreed upon society that we're living in. That's all a nation is. American, state, national. That's what you are born as when you hit this planet. Just solely. A man or woman of the soul, also known as an American, state, national.
You see what I'm saying? Because whatever state, city, state you're born in, that's what gives you your birthright to this land. You feel me? Now, what is an American state national? An American state national is an independent sovereign being who is internationally protected and is owed the law of peace, which are the golden laws, slash rules, that I stated earlier in this lesson. You see what I'm saying? And that's your true political status in this system. Y'all go look up American State National. I'm going to give y'all some websites to go check it out. Now, how do you lose this political status? While under duress, duress is basically being pressure, uniting your right mind, and you being coerced to do something outside of your free will, but a judgment in that moment, which is your pregnant mother who just had you. The doctors come in to have your mother sign you over onto a birth certificate, which is a political death certificate, actually. And once your mother signs you over, they use your umbilical cord as proof of death and relegate you as civilly prison mortuus. And let that mean dead in the eyes of God or our Lord. And they sell your birth certificate to the highest bidder, and that corporate investor then takes your birth certificate and registers it onto the stock market, into the stock market. And from that point on, create trust, bonds, gold certificate, you name it, in your name. And that's how your straw man is created. That's how your straw man and straw woman is created. Your name is known as your real name is known as a trader name. A trader, T-R-A-D-E-R. Why trader? Because we live in a commercial world, so we are always in the act of conducting business. You see what I'm saying? We are always in the act of conducting business. No matter what we do, when you get in your car, the moment you walk out your house to get in your car, you automatically, or ride your bike, or go somewhere to do something, you are conducting a form of business. Business just means you are in the act of making some form of move or decision in a commercial world. That's what business really means. You are in the act of performing some type of action, decision, choice, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that's what that means. That's what that means. Now, wow. They take your trader name, diversity, and they create fictitious estates, corporations, businesses, and
everybody else they can think of is your name. Your name. And they build their boundaries of evil in your name. Their criminal empire in your name. You feel me? Think about this. So, if they build these boundaries of evil in your name, I mean, if you was able to just show all IRS mastercard, you'd be able to get that and see how many businesses and corporations and blah, blah, blah in your name, it will blow your fucking mind. How much money they make or how much money you make, it will blow your mind. The reason why their courts are able to give you long prison sentences is because your strong man and strong woman are most likely known as international criminals. Yep. That's why they can give you 10 years, 5, 10 years for selling or being caught with a nickel bag of weed. Everybody like, why the fuck they give you 3, 4 years for a nickel bag of weed? That shit ain't never a month or two in jail. It's because you already an international criminal, most likely. Your strong man and the strong woman is already an international criminal. So when you go in, if they catch you, and you do a crime with your personal strong man that you're using now, then you do a crime or something, and they system, you already an international criminal. So they take those years on what you already did and add it on to your crime here. That's why you get 20, 30, 40 years. You feel me? Some people have even been assassinated because of their strong men and strong women. Because motherfuckers around here doing diabolical shit in your name. And so when these people come after them, they find out that they do their own these operations, and they come seek you out, and they murk you, because they think it's you when it's somebody else using your name. That's how you've been getting away with this shit. That's how you've been getting away with it. Oh, it gets deep now. The reason why Americans have so much karmic debt is because we are doing all this diabolical shit in our name. And of course, they're going to all the other indigenous personnel across the world as well. But they definitely doing it to us. They have even created an incorporated version of us on the astral plane. They are going to other dimensions within the earth using their neural link technology to try and conquer them in our name. When those people ask who you're doing this for, oh, we're doing it in the name of Marvin Jones. We're doing it in the name of John Smith. They don't use their names when they come from the world. They just basically say that we are the military of these guys or these women. So the rest of the multiverse, they keep some bad motherfuckers because these niggas do some bad motherfucking shit in your name. You ain't being that, you at home watching TV chill. But these niggas are conquering the multiverse in your name. And so y'all ask all Mars and Jupiter and Saturn, or got land and shit on Jupiter and Saturn and all that shit. And y'all ask them how to watch TV struggling to pay your bills. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Ain't that some mind-blowing shit? Let me continue. Now they have incorporated space and are going to other planetary realms that exist outside of Earth, also using their neural link technology to conquer places there instead of shop there in our lands. Oh, yeah. To the rest of the multiverse, we. That's why they say we royalty. That is all making sense. Why they say we won as royalty. We are royalty.
Because these motherfuckers that went across multiverse country in our name. We ain't did shit. They basically took our name, created a fictitious version of us and went to work. We don't even know fucking universe man company. These had to come down here and say, hey, wake up, my nigga. You need to come, you need to come handle this. What you talking about? Nigga, you do know you got a whole army of 10,000 men in war and with motherfuckers with our army on Mercury. Well, no. Yes, you do. Ain't you Marvin Jones? Yeah. Marvin P. Jones, right? Yeah. Well, nigga, you got an army of 10,000 men conquering or going to war with our people on Mercury. Or Venus, or Saturn. And you look at them niggas like, what the fuck is you talking about? What the fuck is you talking about? I ain't got no fucking army to go try to pay my goddamn, I'm struggling to pay my bills. And they look at you like, what the fuck is you talking about, nigga? According to them, you're the baddest nigga in existence right now. You don't know shit. Yeah, you don't know shit, child. You don't know nothing. You know the hell are you talking about? What is you talking about? And so that's why you had to go to war on the astral plane and all this other realm. Because these niggas is going to war in your name, fucking up these other people's planets and planes of existence and realms of existence even in Mother Earth. That's why you were called to do this work. And it's the worst here in America. That's why everybody has been working so hard to wake us up. Because they conquering the multiverse in our name. You see what I'm saying? They conquering the multiverse in our motherfucking name. So they trying their best. They like, Yo, y'all gotta come handle this. So y'all has going from round to round, plane to plane, dimension to mission, trying to stop these niggas from fucking shit up. That's why y'all has working so hard. And then y'all come back here and work your 9 to 5. Now you see what's going on. Personage. I did this step. You name it. Fraud. They done committed all that with their de facto government. They overrule our de jure government. De facto means unauthorized government. De jure means the true religion government, if y'all didn't know that. So they use their de facto government saying that our de jure government has approved their war efforts. And then the proof is their constitution. Signed in our name. Yeah. Okay. Even then they fictitious counterpart, strong guy and strong god. Example, Moloch is a corporate fictitious of the god Marco, which is a Phoenician god from North Africa. Right? See what I'm saying? Phoenician god from North Africa. Let me give y'all an example here. Let me give y'all another example here. So-called Moloch, was a pagan fertility deity, turned false deity, mentioned in various theological writings, the most famous of which would be the Christian Bible. He appears in the Old Testament as a god that Moses forbade the Israelites to worship. Moloch worship was practiced by the Canaanites, Phoenicians, and related cultures in North Africa and Zimbabwe. Moloch is said to
demon under Lucifer's command, and he was the one to give the oath system in hell. His greater home was called Moloch. But it tells you right there, he was a patron for filthy deities, turned false deities, mentioned in various theological writings. The most famous of which would be the Christian Bible. There you go. There you go. There you go. So they even incorporated our archetypal counterparts, our archetypal deities. Believe it or not, America in reality, as we know it, has been at peace for over 150 years. We haven't been at war with anybody. Believe it or not. The only thing you see is tribal empire. That's it. Tribal empire. Everything else is, we've been at peace. We ain't shot at nobody. We ain't fought nobody for 150 years, y'all. Yeah. That's all right. U.S. government for policing everybody are subcontractors of the postman. Don't get in there. That's why you have to sign contracts to join the U.S. Army. And I'm calling the American Army. The U.S. Army is a branch of the British Empire, was a branch of the Roman Catholic Empire. Collectively known as United Nations slash Humanity. The police, as we know them, are known as LEO, law enforcement officers, and they are a fraternity and are subcontractors of the Pope. They get their orders from the Pope. And to pastors, email, shoot, monks, etc. That's why I tell you. That's why I tell y'all, we live in two societies. Their empire again, and I always did say God known as the new empire. If they never fully come. And so I stopped there for the first part. In a book, Basketball Dictionary, there's another book called You Know Something Is Wrong When... And then .. by Anna Marie Rodriguez. And you go check out information on PASAs, AmericanStateNational.org, and States.AmericanStateNational.org. You can check them out. You can check them out. So there y'all go. There y'all go. That's part one. I'll come back with part two here in a week.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, come on in.
What's up, Homer?
It's part two, guys.
Come on,
It'll take them a couple of minutes to get us following in, you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed part one. I have not listened to part two, so I'm listening to this with you guys. But great information. Y'all, please be sure to go on the show notes and follow his Instagram, Cash App, him a donation, MJC. I don't know, what was it? $MCJ Network. He gives wonderful information. So if you don't do anything, please go follow him on IG. It's important not to be distracted. You seen in the last video where he was distracted, you know, by the lawnmower, because you saw the glitching and the lawnmowers and stuff there. That, you know, a lot of this information that's not filtered or not, you know, a lot of people kind of lose with this information, you know, being out on a mass level, because the world is waking up. We're in an age of the mass awakening, you know, some shit that just can't be stopped. You know, I don't care how, you know, technology warfare, pay attention to technology warfare too, because that's the audacity, and that is on an all-time high.
Good mercy. Good Hydra. We'll get another meeting, y'all. We'll get started. Hello, Deonny. Hello, Jakar. Hello, Chris. Hello, Banger. All right. How about we begin? Now, this will be part two to corporate freedom, as I promised. We're going to give y'all a part two of this. This is always a two-part lecture anyway, so let's get it. We start out with a quote. And according to one's true character, to be altogether one's self, to be self-determined, and not subject to outside coercion. One more time. True freedom is the capacity for acting according to one's true nature, one's true character, to be altogether oneself, to be self-determined, and not subject to outside coercion. Coalition of the month. So let's begin. We last kicked off, we were talking about how this matrix as we know it was set up. We talked about the corporation. We talked about the subcontractors known as law enforcement. We talked about the legalities and how they weave this system of mixed together with their magical system known as legalese. We talked about all of it. We talked about the three great jurisdictions. Four now, but at that time it was only three. Land, sea, and air, or land, sea, and water, which is law, right? Later on, they would put laws, which is land, air, water, and space. You know what I'm saying? Land, air, water, and space. Space would be the fourth jurisdiction, which is an extension of air. So it was still ruled by the Pope. The seas were supposed to be ruled by the British monarch, known as the Commonwealth. And the land was supposed to be ruled by the Spanish king or queen. But there hasn't been a Spanish king, official Spanish king or queen, since the Moors were kicked out of Spain. As we well know, it's Alwin of all this. So if you want to refer to all that, you can go to part one. And we're going to kick off with part two. You see, and we're going to kick off with part two. And this one, we're going to talk about how you come out of it. A few other things I want to talk about before we get to how you come out of it. But we definitely want to get to how you come out of this shit. This matrix, this program, this this shit that's been shackling us for all these years. Because we freed ourselves spiritually. Shit. Self sober. Shit. We freed ourselves mentally, or you wouldn't be here. Shit. Now this is about freeing your body, because your body is the land. Your body is the land. Your body is also the air, because you breathe. Your body is the land, because it's made of earthly materials. Your body is air, because you breathe oxygen. Your body is water, because the body is 70-something% water, 70-75%. And, of course, your body is also space, which is what your mind is. Space. Laws. You see what I'm saying? Laws. Now, y'all see how it works. Y'all see how it works. So, you have all these things. So, that's what getting your nationality, getting out of this political system is all about. Reacquiring your material self. Because you've already freed yourself spiritually, socially, and mentally. Like I said, or else you wouldn't even be listening to me. You see what I'm saying? You've already did that part. Now, we got to get out all on all four levels. Mentally, spiritually, physically, and socially. Three have been accomplished, and we're working on getting you out physically now, materially. So let's do this. We begin with the topic, destabilization. The American/global governments have went bankrupt to keep us separated. Check. I went over that before. But I just wanted to reiterate. Two, this is the second reason why you're seeing this American government destabilized, which is the American economy and everything and government is actually the world economy and government. Like I told you, that global debt is not just America's debt. It's the world debt. You see what I'm saying? It's the world debt. So the whole world has went bankrupt trying to keep you separated. But why have they been trying to keep you separated? It's because your energy is what fuels this reality. You see what I'm saying? And we're going to get to that. The second reason why this shit is destabilizing. Many Americans, especially indigenous Native Americans, or what they call the American Negro, have wised up and are now seeking their nationality and withdrawing from the global corporations, which is also causing the stock market to crash. This fulfills the prophecy of come out of them, my people. You see what I'm saying? How is us affecting stock market? How is us affecting it, causing it to crash? Well, and like I told y'all in part one, in 1868, they created the concept known as, or fake political status known as Negro citizenship. Negro citizenship is what started the current matrix of global corporations. As I told y'all, the Negro citizenship is basically collateral debt slaves. You see what I'm saying? Collateral debt slaves. That's what they created. Now, in this modern day, that same so-called Negro, who their energy they use as a prototype to create this current matrix, corporate matrix that we in, they are now seeking to opt out political matrix, this corporate matrix. You see what I'm saying? And that's causing the destabilization of this government, plus all other governments. Because that's why everybody is attacking us. Y'all all know the truth of why everybody around the world has gotten together just to attack the indigenous, melanated American man and woman, a.k.a. the American Negro. It's because they know that your energy is the foundation of the whole corporate matrix. So they have all joined together. The Commonwealth, the United Nations, the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Asians, everybody you can think of, joined together in one solemn union New World Order to keep you, you see what I'm saying, to keep you suppressed and oppressed, because it is your energy that's fueling this matrix, your birth certificates, your straw man, which is your social security number, and fake trader and fake trader names or fictitious names that they created up under that social security number. You see what I'm saying? So that is why they are so upset that you have wised up now. That's why you catch so much hell when we talk about nationality and everything. You feel me? So the so-called Negro that has not awakened and taken their power back and ejected from the system on all levels is causing pure havoc in their global economy. They say it's about 200 million Negroes, so they say, 250 million so-called Negroes in America. And just 1% of y'all ejected from the matrix on all levels has caused complete and utter havoc in their system. See what I'm saying? So the key system was designed to keep you oppressed. So the very system, my bad, that was designed to keep you oppressed is now left with nothing to oppress, causing it to implode upon itself, just like Mother Sophia told us at the end of the origin of the world story in the Nahumadi. Quote, Pistis Sophia will drive out the gods of chaos, all fictitious intelligences, who she had created, along with the chief creator, the Demiurge, and she will cast them down to the abyss. The abyss is a bottomless chasm of death. They will be wiped out through their own injustices, as you are seeing. They will be like mountains blazing with fire, and they will consume one another until they are destroyed by their chief creator, Yah the Bull of the Blind. When he destroys them, he will turn on himself and attack himself until he is no more. There's self-destruction and self-implosion. So this whole system on what is on what the course of the path of Asura, as these Indians called it. The path of Asura is the path of self-destruction or self-implosion. The Demiurge is the system at this point, or the beast, or whatever y'all like the term it is. It is this system. So now that we're opting out, don't try to fight this system. You don't have to fight this system anymore. All you have to do is come out of her. Pull your energies out of it. You came out of her mentally. You came out of her spiritually. You came out of her socially. So now you're coming out of her physically. And they know it. They know it. So this is what went down. So why now? Did the new king just announce that he about to crack down on licenses and all that corporate shit? Because this new king of the Commonwealth know that a corporation hasn't just went bankrupt. It has completely collapsed. See what I'm saying? It has completely collapsed. Now, why did they deceive you? What was the great deception all about? The hidden truth of the term African American. Let's talk about that. We got to talk about this, why they created this fake political status for us. It goes back to the so-called civil rights era of the 60s and the revolution of the 60s with the Black Panther Party, civil rights movement, hippies, et cetera, et cetera. This revolution shook up the world. Our vote triggered multiple revolts all across the planet. You know what I'm saying? All across the planet. Everybody was revolting around this bitch in the 60s and 70s and early 80s around this bitch, right? So, what went down? when the Black Panther Party and everybody revolted, they were labeled as insurrectionists by J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. And created what? COINTELPRO to infiltrate them and begin to destroy them from within. Shit, we know that, right? What y'all don't know is after they put you on the blacklist as insurrectionists, y'all stay there forever. Part two of that. The reason why they had Jesse Jackson and the other one name is boy, Al Sharpton. There we go. Al Sharpton, the reason why they had these motherfuckers come out in the late 80s and said, we are now African-American. First of all, the term African-American is an oxymoron. Africa is not a country. Africa is a continent. America is a continent. Your ass can only be born in one continent. So you're either born in America or you're born in Africa. You can't come from both places simultaneously. That's impossible. You see what I'm saying? It's impossible for you to be born in two places at once. You only be born in one location. Even if you was born on a military base, a U.S. military base on another, in another country, it's occupied territory, so it's still considered U.S. land. You see what I'm saying? So it's impossible for you to be an African and an American. The reason why you never see Africans use the word African-American is because they know that Africa is a continent. You see what I'm saying? It is not a country. They said Nigerian or Zimbabwe or Ghanaian American. Because that is the country within the continent that they live in. You cannot claim a political status by just saying, oh, I'm from Africa. Now, what part of Africa, though? You see what I'm saying? What district? You see what I'm saying? What area? What country? What state are you from? Then, yeah, I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Egypt. I'm from Ghana. I'm from Zimbabwe. Blah, 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 blah. I'm from Senegal. See what I'm saying? That's how it works. Not only are we not from Africa, our asses were born in America, in a particular state within America, in a particular city within the state of America. So automatically, the word African-American is an oxymoron. So why did they even conceive this term? The reason why they conceived African-American is a highly sinister, and I do mean sinister plot. When they labeled the Black Panther Party as insurrectionists, they say, okay. And they start hunting them down and everything throughout the 80s and everything, COINTELPRO. They said, well, the whole race is a danger. So how are we going to attack the whole race? Because only a certain of us, or Black Panther was only a certain group of us that participated in it, or a certain group of us participated in the civil rights movement, hippies, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a whole race thing or a whole race activity. It was only a certain group. So, they used this term, this fake political status, to label all of us, all American Negroes, as they would say, as insurrectionists. Because when they say African-American, now we got this fake political term now. What was the Black Panther Party? Oh, they was African-American, even though the Black Panther Party never even used the term. The term wasn't created until the late 80s, right? So we know that for a fact. So now we can label the whole race as insurrectionists. The whole species is insurrection. And now we can initiate our war rules. You see what I'm saying? Our mass incarceration. Because after they did that in the late 80s, that's what came next in the 90s, right? The war on drugs, the mass incarceration, as Bobby Hennett told us, the mass genocide of our people when they killed tens of millions of us between the time they instituted this political status until about 2004, 2005, to the internet age, and they still doing it to this day. See what I'm saying? That's what they did. They labeled the whole race as insurrections. Whereas an insurrection is basically a revolutionary who rises up against the government, and so they are deemed a national threat. See what I'm saying? If y'all don't know what an insurrection is, go read the Insurrection Act of 1807. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, they labeled all of us as insurrectionists. That's why police can just ride up and shoot you. Because you're an insurrectionist. You always want to know why police just fuck with you like that, especially since the 80s. They can legally just come up and shoot you and pull you over and attack you and all that crazy shit that they do. It's because African-American is connected, and usually politically connected, the term African-American with Black Panther Party. That's what the movies were about in the 90s, the movie Panther. Oh, these African-Americans are now attacking us, and they didn't even call themselves African-Americans. They called themselves Indigenous Americans at that time. You see what I'm saying? You go look up what the race. They have a list of what they called us. They called us color, they called us black, all that. But they sticking to this thing called African-American. You see what I'm saying? They sticking to this. So this what happens. This what happens. We are all insurrectionists politically when we went up under this status known as African-American. See what I'm saying? That's how they did it. That's how they did it. And I have a few audios to prove it. So any group right now who has risen up against the government is labeled insurrectionist. That includes the Moors, because Mobutu Ali and his Moor Science Temple rose up against the American government in the 1920s, the UNIA, the United Negro Association, all of them, the NOI, all of these niggas is labeled as insurrections, these groups, the Wabis, everybody who rose up against the government is labeled as insurrections. You see what I'm saying? That's how they did it. That's how they set everybody up. And so they set us up finally completely with this law, with this political, fake political status. So I got a few audios here. I want y'all to hear. I got a few audios here. Hold on. Let me get them out real quick. Here we go. 221-003. Let's get it.
Or put forth paperwork as a
Right. Let's continue here. Here goes another one.
That's pretty straightforward. I have a quick question, if I may. I'm a more, and this is just circling back to the last statement. Where will I put my religion, or does it matter? Because I am my last name is Christine Parker Eel, which definitely ties me into the land based on my historical
I think it's about the tribe, about the tribal sovereignty. Check this out. I put them on record back to back. That's why I was doing them back to back. She said, being an insurrection act, which means you're basically a national threat. Tribes are also under the insurrection act because they rose up against the government as well. See what I'm saying? See how they did this? And so, one of the things I came across that's going to blow your mind is this concept known as, let me see, what is it? Indian title, or Indian deeds, as y'all know. Indian title, or Indian deeds, or land patents, as y'all also call them. Now, Indian title, or Indian deeds, in Black Law Dictionary, 5th edition, check out what they say about this legal government say about it. I'll tell y'all how to get out this shit, too. How to weave your way around this. They state that it is a right of occupancy the federal government grants to an American Indian tribe based on the tribe's immemorial, which is the ancestral time-honored possession of the area. But But check this out. Congress does not recognize tribal ownership of the land, only possession of the land. What does that mean? First of all, the fact that they got to grant you anything on your own land is bullshit. Let's keep that 100. They shouldn't grant you anything. You own the land already. Only thing you're telling me is, I know I own the land, so give me my shit back. That's basically the only thing we have to talk about. So they should be granting you anything. Shit, right? Shit. Congress does not recognize tribal ownership of the land, only possession of the land. Usually ownership and possession mean the same damn thing. On most occasions. Not in American corporate law or corporate law period. Possession actually means that you only own 9/10 of the land. 9/10 of the law is basically a law within a law that states that you own everything but the genetics of the land. You have no genetic tie to the land. So you possess it, only 9/10 of it, of law, is genetics. So they basically saying, we grant you this, but you only possessing it, you feel genetically inferior to us. So you can only possess it. You can never truly own it. Because the American government or the Sons of Liberty or the Nation always looked at the American Indian tribes as what? Genetically inferior. So they wrote this law within a law. Oh, it's subtle. You wouldn't even know unless you looked it up. You got to find out what the 10th aspect of the 9/10 is. And they tell you that the 10th aspect is genetics. So they basically saying you can never shoot your own lane because you are genetically inferior. Oh, it's easy as hell, y'all. It's words within words. You see what I'm saying? Music within music. So you have to understand the subtleties of this shit. Luke Skywalker once taught us the true power of the Force lies within its subtleties. So you got to understand those words behind the words, their music behind the music, the shifts in consciousness, your good instincts, your intuitive aha moments, or as Darth Vader would teach us, a tremor in the Force, those tremors in the Force. You see what I'm saying? You got to understand that because this is pure wizardry that they are using on you. They did not conquer the world with Guns and Roses. I won't try to get that out y'all fucking head. They conquered the world with wizardry, with magic, okay? They wrote it into existence. They spoke it into existence. They gave it 6 months to a year for the magic to manifest. Then they came after you. But they were already magicized. The reason why our magic didn't work at the time is because we didn't know that the legal system itself was magical. We just thought it was just legal documents. You see what I'm saying? So we would cast our magic during war. They cast their magic a year before the war even happened. You see what I'm saying? See how it works? So their magic reigned supreme because it was already manifested, whereas our magic had to wait to manifest as we was at war. You feel me? They had already done it a year before. So the magic was already in effect. Whereas when we cast our spells to counter it, we had to wait for it to manifest. And it was already too late by the time the magic manifested. It had nothing to do with us being weak or powerless or none of that bullshit. It had everything to do with preparation, secrecy, and deception. They told you that this law, this is a legal document. Sign it. And they tell you that the legal document is an enchanted program or an enchanted system used to manifest their destiny, i.e. manifest destiny. You feel me? You feel me? See how it works? They did that. That's why, in every situation here, these motherfuckers write laws, you are never invited. to their lawmaking ceremony, because that's a ritualistic ceremony. The ops must not know that we write this shit into existence. You feel me? Because we knew that it was, some of y'all may walk to the room and know it's magic. And so the moment you hear them write into existence and recite it, I mean, your magic kind of ain't magic. You feel me? So they know this. Some of y'all know this. So what they do, they keep all lawmaking processes or procedures / rituals behind closed doors. And then by the time you think they tell you about it, it's nothing but a recording that they release 6 months to a year later. That's the game. That's the game right there. That's how they play the game. And then now y'all understand how it really works. I already told you how the president has emergency powers, which is nothing but wizardry. It's just nothing but wizardry. He has, in times of national emergency, the owner, I think it's president of Vietnam, the president of emergency powers activate. He has to activate those emergency powers. That's why they call powers. Magical powers. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Y'all won't know how they still operating under this bullshit, because they are keeping our country and the world in a state of national emergency so they can still access their emergency powers. America, as I told y'all, has been in a state of emergency since 2001 when they collapsed the World Trade Center. We still up under that magic to this day, and it's been over a decade. It's been over two decades, right? 2001. Yeah, two decades since you've been there. And Biden just reactivated the shit last month. So this year, 21. Yep. That's how it works. So that's why you don't call yourself. Don't put Moore's America. Now, ain't that wrong with honoring Moore's energy as a cultural, religious, spiritual, historical bloodline genealogy? Nothing wrong with that. But don't put that shit on their paperwork. Do not put that shit on their paperwork. All right? Because Moore, just like the Black Panther Party and everybody, are labeled as insurrectionists. That's why when Moors try to turn in paperwork, they actually get locked up, because Moors are labeled as insurrectionists due to Mobutu Ali's uprising in the 1920s. All right?
That's the glitching, guys. Well, excuse me, what was the glitching? Because you know how it is with the information.
Everything's in a trap. All right. Understand why a lot of more, if you notice, they switching to state national. You see it? They switching to state national now. American state national. Just solely why? Resurrection of the dead. Self-governance is the ability to exercise control over one's own affairs. As I told y'all, just solely means you have a right to the soul. And as a born just solely, you're a man or a woman of the soul, which translates to American state national, which is what you was when you were born. Before what? They signed you over to the birth certificate with the dead baby scale. That's what it's called. They kidnapped you and your inheritances and ran off with them and programmed you into their fake stock markets. You feel me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's where it went down. That's what went down. So, everybody's understanding now. You are an American state national. You are American state national. That's all you are. I told you, American, you represent the land. The state is the territory. And the national means nation. It means the nation you're born in. So America is the land. The state you in is the territory. And the nation is the group of us as a whole who have agreed to be Americans. You see what I'm saying? We have agreed to live on this land as a society. So that's what you are. And like Sister Girl said in the audio, they no longer accepting U.S. citizenship. They shutting that shit down over the next decade. If you still consider a U.S. citizenship from 2030 on down, they're going to look at your ass as a slave. They are now accepting American state nationals because they have to deregulate and collapse the corporate. The Pope is dead. The Queen is dead. The Jesuits, without the Pope or the Queen, they don't have it. It's a reason for it. You know what I'm saying? They just ran the World Trade Organizations and the wealth. The Asians mainly dealt with Big Pharma. They dealt, which is the World Health Organization. But without the Commonwealth, the backing of the Commonwealth, and the Vatican, then that shit mean nothing now. And they know it. They know it. So, you know, you see the new king, he's saying that, hey, we banning licenses. We banning all that shit. We're going to see them systematically over the next decade destroy their own system, as it was prophesied. They have no choice now because all the old world leaders are dead now. So they have no choice but to destroy their empire, their corporate empire. No choice. They have no choice what they're going to do with it because it's obsolete. It don't work no more. And so they left this hell in their lap. they left this dysfunctional empire in their lap. And the only thing they know to do with it is to destroy it. Because there's nothing else to do with it. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing else to do with it. So you're going to see them destroy it. So you're seeing a surge of people, especially the American so-called Negro. See, I want my nationality now. I'm just letting you know what you should become. Now, whether you go to do this process, you can go to tapa.americanstatenational.org. Also, they have their other website, which is states.americanstatenational.org. Start your process or whatever, because I'm working on mine now. And so they have what you like to call the 928 forms. You gain back. In those forms, you gain back those dynasties of evil that the corporations were using in your name. And you transmute them into dynasties of freedom upon the youth, the living soul. The living God slash goddess is now the proud owner of your own dynasties once more. Because once you take control of everything and get your dynasties back, you run it now. Pin them. Let's see. Let me put them in the group real quick. Because they really want this. For y'all. American State National .org. tassel.americanstatenational.org. That's one. States.americanstatenational.org.
SAInternational.org.
And if they don't pop up right away, Google. One of them will come up. I know the castle. American State National will come up. Well, I don't really know Facebook. I mean,
Castle. It's the same shit we got. The fuck? American State National .org. All right. State. Yes. All right, there y'all go. They both in there. Yeah, there we go. Here we go. Let's see here. So once you become your own independent, that's what American State National is, independent sovereignty. All right? Independent sovereignty. All right? That's what it is. If y'all want to know what it truly means. You gain back your own independent sovereignty. Because these niggas stole your whole inheritance and took your inheritance and built a whole empire, a whole dynasty with it. So now you want your dynasty back. Yeah. They didn't build, they didn't went across not only the world, but into other realms, astral planes, other worlds, and set up shop in your name. So you want your land rights back? You want your air rights back. You want your water rights back. And you want your space rights back. Laws. You see what I'm saying? You want all that shit back. You feel me? I'm going to need y'all to, you know, give me that back. And then on the tackle site, you go to Shot Your Course. And in that little area there, sub area, that's where you, it's a six part paperwork training course that you can listen to if y'all want to listen to it. And they go over a lot of what they went through as they was working towards. And TASA just basically means the American State Assemblies, right? The American State Assemblies, if y'all don't know what that means. And so they've been working with the land recording offices to get everybody paperwork back, get your own credential card, your American State National credential card. It looks something, look great. It looks something like this. They've upgraded them since I first looked at them. It looks something like this. Just so y'all can get an idea of what American State National credential cards look like. And it's the back hood. And you can read some. United States of America, valid for all travel and identification purposes. A piece of private America. United States of America, valid for all travel and identification purposes. A peaceful private American. Do not interrogate or detain. Recorded lifetime visible / concealed carry / witness declaration. Then they give you your record number, et cetera, et cetera. Because you don't register anything. That's corporate. You're only supposed to record. You know, when you're doing indigenous work. So, yeah. So, there you go. Just so y'all can get a visual. You know, I like to get y'all visuals when doing this kind of work. When doing this kind of work. So, that's what you got going on. That's what you got going on here. So, I know a lot of people have asked me about, Marvin, why we don't just create new tribes? Do not create new tribes in the common sense of the word. Because, like I said, tribes, according to my understanding, anytime you use the word tribes, you automatically genetically inferior according to their law. Instead, when you want to create your own little group, call them state national communities or common law communities. Common law just means land-based communities. All right, that's new. Common law is basically the law of land, which is those laws that I called out in part one, which is, let me get them for you. Let's see. Let me go over the golden rules or the golden laws. Keep the peace, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. And so long as it does not take away another's freedom, life, property, or do others such harm, do what you like and let others enjoy their free will too. Or do as thou wilt as long as it's the whole of the law. Love is the law, love on the will. If you I'm over a coke turn. Those are the laws of the land. The standard common laws. The basics. You see what I'm saying? Universal laws of the soil. All right? So this is what you're dealing with here. So do not create new tribes. Create new state national communities. Because you're not tribal. You are a state national. All right? And anytime you use the word tribe, Native American or Indian, like I said, you automatically genetically inferior in the eyes of this U.S. corporate law. All right? State national communities, or you want to call them common law communities. Choice is yours. You know, choice is yours. Just letting y'all know how to dance around the bullshit. Dance around this legalese. And how to use your cosmic and magical jujitsu to turn that shit against them. So, never say the word tribe in their paperwork. Say state national communities from now on. All right? Let your friends know who went to this law thing, this corporate freedom thing, trying to help their people get out of this shit. Let them know. Do not use the word more. Don't use the word tribe. Don't use the word Indian. None of that shit. Use it, none of that. Use the term state national community. Because that's what the world is now honoring. And I'm not just telling you that just because the nation has no choice but to honor it. The world is now honoring an American state national, an American independent sovereign being. Never fall for the trick of independent, never fall for the trick of them niggas saying you're a sovereign citizen. That's the corporate way, that's the corporation's way of saying, it's an oxymoron. You can't be sovereign and a citizen at the same time. You're either a sovereign national or you're a U.S. citizen. You see what I'm saying? Either. So you can't be both. So that's basically an insult to all people who are working to become sovereign. All right? So you never let them trick you into using that term. It's an oxymoron. So whenever you hear them use that term, know it's an insult. And let them niggas know it's an oxymoron. You can't be sovereign or corporate citizen at the same damn time. You tell the motherfuckers I'm a sovereign, American state national. That's it. So that's what this creating a new world is about. If you want to create your own communities, like I said, why communities? According to Black Law Dictionary. This is why you use the term community. In their law, community means a neighborhood, vicinity, or locality, a society or group of people with similar rights or interests, but it also means people who have joint ownership, possession,
and are participating this participate in this particular program known as a neighborhood. See that? See that wordplay? Joint ownership. You actually own it. You feel me? You actually own it together as one group. That's why I said use the term state national community. Because now you're using neighborhood beliefs against them. You feel me? Now you're using nation against them. Oh, no, I ain't tribal. I ain't Moorish. That's all culture and religion. That's my religious background. But on this paperwork, my ass is an American state national. Nigga. Player. Cuz. So on this paperwork, I'm about that life. You feel me? I'm an independent sovereign. This is what you stole from me here with this damn birth certificate or slash death certificate. Because you died the day your mama signed that birth certificate. And they used your genetics, your umbilical cords and zygotes and all other type of shit to prove that you was dead in a dead baby scan. So yeah. Let's continue here. So when you ready to create your society, your groups, labeling state national communities, they can't do shit. Because the world now has accepted American state national as of 2021. Sometime in 2021, the world accepted American state nationals as true nationals, the true sovereign beings. All right. I don't know when exactly, but yes, there's no. Create a new world. You can also, as an indigenous sovereign national, lay claim to your family's land grants as well because you are a private citizen and not a corporate citizen who is owed all that was taken from you and your bloodline. Those land patents that once you become an American state national, you can trace back and say, look here, this is my bloodline. My bloodlines, you know, patents that you stole from me. Now you can get their ass because you got the power now. You got your whole dynasty back. You got your whole wealth back. So all land patents and everything that you can prove that your family owns, that shit's yours too. It's yours too. Especially if they are deceased now. It's yours too. You feel me? Because you stole my identity without my permission. And then when I turned 21, you were supposed to release it back to me. You didn't. So that's fraud. You impersonated me, personage, all this cool fuckery you did. And so I want everything back now. Even my family's wealth as American state national. You have a right to get that back now. You can prove that. You can prove the ancestry according to Black's Law Dictionary. When you're dealing with anything of ancestral heritage, which is anything that's, I think it's older than 30 to 50 years old, somewhere up in there. We know damn well everything we own is over 30 to 50 years old. You ain't even got to worry about that. If you can prove that land patent is your family's, as an American state national, they got to give you that shit back. They got to give you that shit back. You get what I'm saying? They got to give that to you. And now, you don't take it to their municipal courts or their territorial courts. You file it with your assembly, your local assembly. You see what I'm saying? So you talk to your land recording officers and everybody. You ask them, like, I got my land patents too, so where do I go to file it? And they'll tell you, like, nah, you file all that with your assemblies until we get our courts back. Because they don't shut this shit down again. Now that everybody's ejecting from it. And once this mass exodus happened from their legal system, their political corporate system, ain't nobody going to be there to operate in it. That motherfucker going to shut down. It's going to implode. It's implode now. And only a few of y'all are left. Only about 1 to 2%. Of us is left.
Wait till this shit circulate for another 2-3 years. Wait till American State National circulate for the next 2-3 years. Wait till everybody find out we ain't been at war for 150 years. And we've been contracted out to be part of the Post Army and not the U.S. Army. Not the American Army, my bad. Not the American Army. The U.S. Army is subcontracted to the Post and the Marines and everybody. That's how you see the term U.S. U.S., United States, not America, are two different entities. That's why it's the United States of America. United States, America is indigenous. Those are two different societies. You feel me? So you got the Confederacy of States, which is what the real America is. You got the Continental States, or the Continental U.S., which is the federal government that we created to do business with these motherfuckers across the world, right? Then it gets real corporate. Then you got the territorial. That's when we did business with the navies across the seas, trading different merchandise. That's what the territorial was for. Municipal. You also trade in religious artifacts as well. You can trade religious information between people. I got Gnostic texts. All right. I got Islamic texts. Well, let's trade the different information and compare notes and see how can we level up and grow in the eyes of our Lord and Savior. That's what municipal means. You see what I'm saying? That's how I work. That's how I work. So that's what's happening. Another thing I want to definitely mention, work smaller. Working smaller. You know, you get your American State National, you see a lot of these motherfuckers, they take their plates off before they actually get their other plates. Don't do that. Work smaller, not hard. Keep your plates on until you get your private plates. Keep your license until you get your private license. Because you're just getting the subcontractors known as the policemen, and they're supposed to pull you the fuck over and take you to jail. Keep that shit on. Play the game until you get out the game. That's the golden rule in this shit. Play the game until you get out the game. Once you get your private place, then you can switch them out at home in the safety of your own home where nobody can bother you. Once you get your credential card, then you keep your license, actually. You keep your license because you still need to do business from time to time in the Roman Catholic program. You feel me? You may need to rent a car. You can only rent a car with a license. You have to have a license to rent a car. You feel me? So you still conducting business in the Roman Catholic program. And since you already own your U.S. corporate self, you still can use it as an American State National. So keep your license. You know, continue to use it for whatever purposes you need to use it for in its society. You feel me? So that's what you got going on here. So work smart, not hard. Yeah, of course, y'all know the IRS, your accountants and trustees. 1088, 1099, A's and C's, you file with them. And a lot of my people are doing it. But it's the businesses who are trying to renege on them. It's not the IRS, from what I've been told. It's the businesses. The IRS is just your accountant and trustees. Until you become sovereign, right? Then you own all of it. Then they're your benefactors. They issue out your shit for you. Anyway, it's still your accountant, no matter what, universally. So that's what you got going on. Remember that. So we just catching here the business because the business ain't never seen. They don't even use the same kind of money as we use. Did y'all know that? I think it's a different name for the money that they use versus the money that we use. We use what they call blood money, which is labor money, workforce money. They use what is called legal money, money backed by gold, silver, and all other precious metals.
even cryptocurrency. You see, which is better than software. So legal money, which is your trust and everything, is backed by gold, silver, and all of the precious metals, if y'all didn't know that. Blood money, which is the paper dollar as you know it. Hold on, I got a paper dollar around here somewhere, don't I? This here is U.S. dollars, blood money. It's a promissory note, IOU. Created by the Federal Reserve. This note is put it in there right there. For all debts now. So it's legal tender for all debts. It's just nothing but an IOU. Right? So, yeah, nothing but IOU, people. That's blood money. Money that you actually work for to acquire. Legal money is legal tender. See, they turn. Legal tender means it's just been approved to be used. Because blood money is for fiat money, as I also call it. It's nothing but what we, the average man and woman, would use as corporate citizens. Legal money is still backed by gold, silver, and all of the precious metals. That's what's in your trust. So a lot of businesses, when you use a 1099A to pay your bills and get your cars and houses and everything, when you do that, the businesses have never, most of the time they've never seen that before. There's no such thing as a bill to pay. You see what I'm saying? The bills are already paid, but they are double dipping and won't use the debt slave to pay more than what you are already having to pay for. You see what I'm saying? So they double dipping. So yes, no difference between legal money and blood money or fiat money. So all true money is backed by gold and silver. So when they get the trust money, you can call that trust money. All right, your trust money. So that trust money that they receive, they've never seen that before, and they don't know what the fuck to do with it. Most of the time, they have to call the people who know. They have to call people who call people who call people to see what the fuck that is. So the corporation don't even know what's going on. But more and more people is using it. They true wealth now. Because you're already rich. You were born a royal. American state national is a royal being. You're supposed to receive $1 million inheritance and land the moment you're born. And your mama keeps the land tidy and clean until you come of age, which is 21. And then you take over the land yourself. Yep. So now, last thing I'm going to touch on is the Republic, Res Republica versus Republic. Res Republica is supposed to be Latin for Republic, but Republic and Res Republica are two different things. Res Republica is actually incorporated Republic. The regular Republic is actually just a republic, a national republic. So they incorporated America, the Roman Empire, because Res Republic falls up under the empire. You see what I'm saying? Know that. Whereas the original republic, the national republic, is the still indigenous empire that's operational. Finally, New Earth Order, introducing a unilarchy. A unilarchy is the fusion of both matriarchal and patriarchal energy to produce a new earth, indigenous order, and age. And you get this term from the book, The Healing Power, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman. That's why I first seen the term anyway. The book looks like this. And it's by Christine R. Page. It looks like that. So, yeah. Yeah. More unilarchy will begin to pop up all over the world from now to 2030 and on beyond.
More of those. The interlock is nothing but the fusion of the matriarchal and patriarchal energies coming together to produce something new, which is going, in our nation, is going to be the rise of many state national communities. Yeah. So, you're looking out for that. You're looking out for that. So, this, what is this phone right now? It's always dying on me. Yeah, you're a new one. Yeah, 2%. So, let me go on in this. I'm Martin Jones. I put the work out. Share this with your friends. Let them know the way it is. Y'all want to y'all donate to me at MCJ Network, and I'm out. Peace. Don't close their mouth. Don't y'all 1%. Post now. All right. You good. Yeah. All right. What's up, everybody? Yeah, come on in. You up, Homer?
All right, guys, hope you guys enjoyed that. Royalty to everybody. Royalty. So, yeah, please enjoy me. Enjoy me. Join me today. I'll come on at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central for Motivational Classroom. Law of the Detachment today, isn't it? Let's see what we got. Yeah, Law of Detachment. Okay. So, the Law of Detachment, you guys, today. So, join me for that. And, yeah, just be careful out here. You know what I'm saying? Because the spell that was cast upon humanity was huge. You know what I'm saying? But know that the spell has been broken. All right. All right, guys. Till next time. Peace. Running around.
water with my soul. The fruit is bad, leaves me so cold. This bitter land does nothing. Bitter land rains pain.
Yeah.
Above.
Yeah.
Above.
Running on the concrete, cross the train tracks. The devil is behind me, in the ghettos where you find me. That's where I stays at. Cop shot us up. He get a medal then retire, but it never would define me. Write a letter to the president, whoever in control of the society. Tell him stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology. Trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees. Stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around the green. I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth. It's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean? It's a test, life is a test. Life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying, look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?